With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRostra. Shovels and snow blowers at the ready in the Northeast, where a storm this weekend is expected to bring snow, freezing rain, and ice to the region, with the heaviest snowfall expected in Pennsylvania, parts of the Hudson Valley, and portions of New England. Winter storm warnings and watches in effect through 1 a.m. Monday, with snow accumulations of up to 6 inches, maybe even a foot, expected. National Weather Service Chief Meteorologist Greg Carbon says this is only the beginning.
This particular event will kind of be the precursor, the intro to what will become a pretty active pattern right through next week. It looks like a blizzard conditions possible in the middle of the country by the early part of the work week next week. That system's going to bring a lot of rain and wind to parts of the East Coast before Wednesday.
Meanwhile, in the West, a Sierra Nevada storm packing heavy snow shut down a stretch of an interstate on Saturday, briefly knocking out power to tens of thousands of customers in Reno, Nevada. Also at SRNNews.com, with just 9 days until the Iowa caucuses, former President Trump hit the hustings in Sioux Center yesterday, telling the crowd that he's confident he'll win, but he wants supporters to show up for the caucuses.
I think it's going to be really a tremendous victory in Iowa, because I'm seeing polls that are phenomenal. But the main thing I got to ask you, look, we got to get out and vote, because, you know, bad things happen when you sit back.
Meanwhile, President Biden was in Bluebell, Pennsylvania.
The choice is clear. Donald Trump's campaign is about him, not America, not you. Donald Trump's campaign is obsessed with the past, not the future. He's willing to sacrifice our democracy, put himself in power. Our campaign is different. For me and Kamala, our campaign is about America. It's about you. It's about...
This is SRN News. There's a new poll out on Christians and Israel.
It comes from Lifeway Research, and it finds that only 27% of self-identified believers look to the Bible when they try to formulate their opinions about the Jewish state. Most poll respondents, 56%, say news reports from the mainstream media are the primary influence on their thoughts and beliefs about Israel. Other influences include the opinions of family and friends and interactions with Jewish people. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A pro-abortion group is changing its name, but nothing else. Naral Pro-Choice America will now be called Reproductive Freedom for All. Organization officials are also vowing to spend big money in the 2024 election cycle to try and put abortion supporters in office all across the country. Abortion measures are expected on a number of ballots. This is SRN News. A deadly accident in New York being investigated by state police.
Authorities say the bus rollover on an upstate highway left one person dead, injured at least a dozen more. The bus with 23 people on board was traveling south from Montreal when it crashed on the Adirondack Northway in the town of Lake George Friday afternoon. The bus was headed to New York City. Jason Walker reporting.
Meanwhile, in that city's subway operations are being reviewed by federal transit safety investigators after a collision and derailment last week caused minor injuries to more than 20 people. The NTSB is expanding its probe beyond Thursday's derailment because they say it was the second major incident in just over a month on the system. That first incident left one person dead. Check out more details by logging on to srnnews.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.